mother in my home.
The brothers in Monterey.
Brothers in Monterey and Mexico.
Friends and family.
Let's pray. God in heaven, thank you this day for giving us life. Thank you for this new day, this time to be together. Pray for your people around the world, those who are in need, those who are trying to serve you. Pray for brothers on the way to be with them. Bless their fellowship. There's each one of us in this life promises to you. We choose you, I want to serve you with all our hearts. Be with us this day, Jesus. Okay, we're ready for COVID chapter 2. Last week. We need to put the Psalms and we've read the first chapter, now we'll read the second chapter. Back to me. He's 10 o'clock, which is the whole week, he's 7 weeks. saw the abundance of meat, I said to my son, go and bring whomever you may find of the needy brethren who are mindful of the Lord. Behold, I will wait for you. Have you ever been in that situation where you sat down and you were really good at meal and then you had to wait for something? All there, all the food and smell really good. And then somebody was late or something happens. You just have to sit there and wait. Start to feel the appreciation. Well, Tobit was so thoughtful about the poor people that he was willing to apprehend him away from his house for a long time. And this time he was coming back and they had a good meal for him and he was with his family. And all he would think about then was duty. That's what he was thinking about, but he was thinking about the poor. So he sent his son. Find the needy brethren who are mindful of the Lord so that you can meal with them because it was a big meal. They came back and said, oh, Father, one of our people was strangled and running to the marketplace. So before I even tasted anything, I jumped up, carried the cloak into the room until sunset. Then I returned, bathed myself, and ate my bread and stopped. So because he had gone out and picked up his dead body, he wasn't allowed to even have his feast with his family, his friends, and eat his bread in sorrow, I guess, like himself, what it sounds like. Yes, bathed myself, ate my bread and sorrow. In verse 6, I remember the prophecy of Amos, how he said, your feast will become in the morning, and all your blood will be the song of grief. So I wept. When the sun went down, I departed, and after giving his way, I buried him. My neighbors laughed at me and said, he is no longer afraid to be put to death for doing such a thing. He ran away before, and now, behold, he is buried the dead again. On the same night that I buried him, I returned home. But since I was defiled, I slept by the wall of the courtyard with my face uncovered. He had to sleep outside because he was defiled. Sleeping by the wall of the courtyard with his face uncovered. In verse 10, however, I did not see the sparrows on the wall. While my eyes were open, the sparrows discharged their droppings. My eyes, and they became white foam in my eyes. I went into position, but it could not help us. Then a high guard supported me until he left for a few minutes. Then my wife Hannah worked for hire at what women do. She would send her work to the owners, and they would pay her. On one occasion, they paid her wages and also gave her a small goat. But when she returned to me, it began to bleed. So I said to her, where did this goat come from? Is it not stolen? Return it to the owner, for it is unlawful to eat what is stolen. So Tobit thinks that probably his wife, Anna, that she was working with these people, she just took this little goat and slipped it in somehow, brought it back. He heard it. Maybe he thought that because it was lying. Thank you.
Our assignment was to tell a verse that comes to our mind that helps us not or do the right, helps us to do the right thing. And I thought of sometimes when someone wants something that I have, I can think of in Matthew 5:42, it says, "Give unto those who ask of you." I can just let them have it even if I want.
I thought of Colossians 3:9, how it says, "Do not lie to one another, having put aside the old self, so that you know, and its evil practices."
Tell them about your plans and the Lord's where this is right, and that helps me. Honor thy father and mother.
Our assignment was the same, except we were supposed to tell incidents when it helped us. And I thought about sometimes when there's a job to do or doing some work, I think of the verse, "Whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with thy might," and that helps me to get it done.
Sometimes when I'm having a lot of trouble or something's gone really wrong, I think of Romans 8:28, where it says, "For we know that God, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose."
Acts 10, verse 38. They're talking about Jesus and. It says, "And he went about doing good," and that just makes me want to go help lots of people and do good.
Sometimes when my siblings do something I don't like and I feel like getting back with them, sometimes I think of the verse in Proverbs 20:11, "Even a child is known by his sins, whether they be pure and right."
I thought about Proverbs 10:1, where it says, "A wise son makes his father glad, but a son without discernment is a grief to his mother," and that just helps me to make wise decisions when I have to.
I have Proverbs 16:18-19, "Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than divide the spoil with the proud." That helps me not to be so proud.
Romans 12:18 says, "If possible, so far as it depends on you, live at peace with all men." That helps me when I'm tempted to get upset with my younger brothers.
And Matthew 7:3, where it says, "Why do you worry about the speck in your brother's eye when you have the log in your own eye?" I think about it when I'm tempted to worry about somebody else's problems, and then I just need to take care of my problems.
I thought of a couple verses in 1 John 2, I don't know exactly where. "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in it. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abides forever." And then I also thought of Galatians 5:22-23. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law." And a lot of times, I think we try to make things a lot more complicated than they really are, and I thank God for the simplicity of the truth.
I think often of the verse, "Take no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." I think about how easy it is for me to worry about the future. You know, whether it be bad things that may happen or how my life's going to end up or whatever. But how simple it is that we have lessons right in front of us every day that are real simple. And we overlook them often because we're worried about things to come.
For next Sunday, give an example of someone like Tobit who gave up their